The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I am so grateful for men like Ron Archer. What an incredibly powerful testimony. And if you... you don't know anything about Ron, get his book. Go to ronarcher.org and read his testimony. If there is anybody on planet Earth that should be filled with hatred, anger, not towards just white people, but life in general, it should be Ron Archer. And yet he is standing for grace, truth, peace, forgiveness, unity. But not everyone wants real unity. Not everyone does. Now, I made some comments earlier, and I stand by them. I think the actions of the leaders of the city of Columbus borders on criminal. I really do. And I explained why earlier in the program. I'm not going to go through all the rest of it. But when the protests first began to turn into riots, and that's what they are, they're riots. Peaceful protests, yes, 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 yes. I have been part of protests. We protest for life. We protest against abortion. We have protested for First Amendment rights. I have been at rallies down at the Ohio State House, which were protests and rallies. Wonderful. There's nothing, few things more American than protesting peacefully. But these developed into absolute riots, lawlessness, anarchy. And when they first started, the mayor of Columbus went on TV, and these are not his exact words because I don't remember verbatim what he said, but this was the content. Well, you know, they just can't help it. The rioters, the looters. This is the only way they know to express themselves. This is, you know, we just need to understand and let them get it out of their system. And it was, again, he didn't use these words, but it was like, if they're going to burn the city down, well, we may just need to let them burn the city down. Then, when they almost burnt the city down, they realized that they had to do something more drastic. Contacted the governor. The governor, at the insistence of the mayor, called in the National Guard and told the police, all right, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop it tonight. That was, I forgot what night that was, I think Friday night. And so the police got tough. National Guard came in. Police were in riot gear. They were pepper spraying. And, you know, the message was, we're not taking it. You're not going to burn the city down. You're not going to, you know, okay. So basically, it worked. There were a whole bunch of people arrested. And basically, not completely, but basically, the looting stopped. So it worked. The next morning, the mayor of Columbus says, oh, the police were much too tough last night. I have communicated to the chief of police. We don't tolerate that kind of stuff here. What? What? And then, of course, the city council today with the mayor declared racism a public health crisis. Please remember, What motivates the liberal left? Facts, truth, real action, real answers? No. Emotion and hysteria. So, the mayor of Columbus and the city council can turn to the protesters and said, we have declared racism a public health crisis. We did something. Look at what we did. Now, in essence, will that help anything? Nope. Will it accomplish anything? Nope. But they can say, look, we did something. And then you've got Van Jones on CNN saying, and again, I quote, even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated at an instant. Now, to black people who have been told that the white people are their enemy, and white people can't help it but be racist. They can't help it. It's part of their DNA. So is this going to help or hurt? Obviously, it's going to hurt. Then we have the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, calls a press conference on Saturday morning and says, white supremacists and out-of-state instigators are behind the protests. It's not our own people. It's, and I'm quoting, white supremacists and out-of-state instigators are behind the protests in wake of George Floyd's death. That's what he said at a press conference. Here's the problem. When the arrest records were evaluated, 86% of all the rioters and looters that were arrested, 86% were from Minnesota and most from Minneapolis. It was not outside instigators. And while I hate and despise white supremacists, there were no white supremacists in the crowd. So the mayor of Minneapolis basically lied through his teeth, trying to deflect blame from the people that were actually guilty. He said, quote, we are now confronting white supremacist members of organized crime, out-of-state instigators. So he gave a pass to the people that were actually responsible. Does that help or does it hurt? Well, obviously, it doesn't help. I don't know how many of you heard what happened in Washington, D.C. St. John's Church, which is right across Lafayette Square from the White House, this little church has been called the Church of the Presidents. Every president for, what, 100 years has worshipped there at one time or another. Almost all presidents on the day of their inauguration has a prayer service at St. John's Church. They tried to burn it down. Fortunately, only the parish house was burned, not the church itself. There was some damage to the church itself. One of the more historic buildings in Washington, D.C., and I don't know whether you heard this or not, but over 50 Secret Service agents were wounded last night outside the White House. Over 50 Secret Service agents were injured outside the White House. Quote, Secret Service agents were injured. Fire set by rioters blazed near the White House, and authorities are searching for car bombs as protests over the death of George Floyd continued to roil the Capitol just 2 days after President Trump had to be taken into a bunker for his own safety and so forth. Government officials are either part of the answer or part of the problem. Now, quickly, the ultimate answer is Jesus, as Ron Archer and I were talking about a few minutes ago. That's the ultimate answer, the gospel. But government has a part. And for the most part, those government officials that lean far to the left are literally pouring gasoline on these fires. You may have heard campaign staff for Joe Biden, the presumed nominee for president of the United States from the Democrats. Campaign staff got together and raised money to bail out looters and rioters. At least 13, I'm reading, at least 13 Biden campaign staff members posted on Twitter on Friday and Saturday that they made donations to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which opposes the practice of cash bail or making people pay to avoid pretrial imprisonment. The group uses donations to pay bail fees in Minneapolis. So the people that were arrested and thrown into jail for looting, violence, property damage, some of them were bailed out by Joe Biden staffers. Yeah. All right. Now, as we go to break, that's it. All I'm going to say about government and so forth. They will have to deal as they have to deal. We who are followers of Christ must pray. And we must express a message that there is hope in the love of Christ.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, Scripture commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Tonight we need to pray for the peace of Columbus. I'm watching a live video from downtown Columbus. There's a very, very large crowd gathering once again in downtown Columbus. Now again, peaceful protests, fine, wonderful, very American. Violent? Absolutely not. And please pray for the police. I believe that the overwhelming majority of police officers are wonderful people who simply want to serve the community. I'm a strong supporter of police. I really do believe that the overwhelming majority of police officers are fine, dedicated public servants. Are there some bad ones? I don't care what profession it is, there are bad ones. Look at some of the pastors that have been uncovered. Really bad pastors. But I think most pastors are good people. Pray for the police. Can you imagine? Now, seriously, standing in a line and you have been ordered, you cannot respond in any way to the protesters. Someone comes up in your face, and I mean in your face, screaming, yelling, shouting at the top of their lungs, calling you every name under the book, every bit of profanity and obscenity that has ever been known, and maybe even spitting on you, accusing you of being a killer, accusing you of being a murderer, accusing you of awful, terrible, horrible things, and you are there to protect that person. How would you respond? Well, you know, they've been trained. Hey, how would you respond? Pray for the police. They're working long, long, long hours. And unfortunately, the majority of the Columbus police and even suburban police departments have been called downtown because of these demonstrations. People, at least in Columbus, people that are calling 911 can't get any response. There's nobody to respond. And sadly, many of those 911 calls are coming from the neighborhoods and the communities of the protesters. It's so extremely counterproductive. So pray that there will be peace tonight. And I've been very critical of Mayor Ginther, and I don't apologize for that. I think the criticism is justified. But I am praying, and I hope you will join me in praying, that God gives him wisdom. How he responds, how the chief of police responds, how the city council in Columbus responds, will determine to a great extent whether the emotions rise or whether they decline. So far, I think the response of our mayor and city council has done nothing to quell the flames. I think they've thrown gasoline on it. And I think that's sad. And as I've said, I think it borders on criminal. However, we need to pray for them. We really do. Pray for the National Guard folks. Pray for the Highway Patrol people. And now, just real quick, I hate to end with something so negative, but if you didn't hear, late Friday night, the Supreme Court of the United States rejected a case from South Bay United Pentecostal Church in San Diego. They and two other churches had sued the state of California over the mandate from Governor Newsom and the state of California limiting attendance to 25% of the building's capacity. Why? Because they didn't do that with Lowe's, Home Depot, liquor stores, or even abortion clinics. So they sued on the basis of discrimination. And late Friday night at almost midnight, the Supreme Court rejected the plea from the South Bay United Pentecostal Church. It was a 5-4 decision. And unfortunately, Chief Justice John Roberts has once again sided with the liberal justices. John Roberts has been such a disappointment. Such a disappointment. All right, folks, have a good evening. Pray for peace in our cities. Be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.